Have you ever picked up the phone or opened up the app, asked for a weather briefing, and then just sort of let it wash over you? A wall of words, ceilings and visibilities and sigmets and notams, all coming at you in a rush, and you nodding along like you've got it, when really you caught about half of it. Yeah, me too. For longer than I'd like to admit, I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern here on Radio Hanger. Today, we're going to slow that whole thing down, because a standard weather briefing is not a wall of words. It's a story. It's told in a specific order on purpose, and once you understand the order, the whole thing snaps into focus. Let's walk through this together. Before we do, a quick shout-out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot instrument commercial? They've got you covered. It's a nice way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones you worked hard for. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's talk about the briefing. When you call flight service or when you log into the official source, which most of us know as 1-800-WX-BRIEF, you can ask for three different kinds of briefing. And here's something I wish someone told me when I was training because I got this wrong for a while. The three types are the standard briefing, the abbreviated briefing, and the outlook briefing. The outlook briefing is what you ask for when your departure is more than 6 hours away. You're planning tomorrow morning's flight tonight. It gives you the big picture, the trend, so you can start thinking about whether this trip even makes sense. The abbreviated briefing is when you already got a full briefing earlier, and you just need to update one or two things. Maybe you want the latest at your destination. You don't need the whole story again. You need the last chapter. And the standard briefing. That's the whole thing. That's what you ask for when you're actually going flying and you want the complete picture. That's the one we're breaking down today, because if you understand the standard briefing, the other two make sense automatically. Now, here's the part that changed things for me. The standard briefing is not random. It comes to you in a set sequence. 8 pieces in order. And the order is the whole point. Let's go through them. The very first thing you get in a standard briefing is adverse conditions. Stop and think about why that's first. Not the pretty stuff, not the winds, not the pleasant cruise altitude picture. The very first thing the briefing hands you is the stuff that can hurt you. Thunderstorms, icing, low ceilings, mountain obscuration, a runway closed at your destination. Anything significant enough that it might make you change your plan or cancel it altogether. The system puts adverse conditions first for one reason. So you can make a go or no-go decision before you've invested 20 minutes into a briefing and gotten attached to the idea of flying. It's giving you the off-ramp right at the top. Here's the discipline I want you to build. When you hear adverse conditions, actually listen for the word no. Give yourself permission right there in the first 30 seconds to say, you know what? That line of storms is enough. I'm not going today. The pilots who get into trouble are often the ones who heard the adverse conditions, filed them away, and kept planning anyway because they'd already decided they were going. The examiner is looking for exactly this on your check ride, by the way. When you brief your cross-country, they want to hear you weigh the adverse conditions, honestly, not wave them off. Second in the sequence is the VFR flight not recommended statement. We call it VNR. This one is specific. If you're planning to fly under visual flight rules and the weather along your route is at or below VFR minimums or trending that way, the briefer will say those words. VFR flight is not recommended. Now, it is not a prohibition, it's not the briefer grounding you. It is a flag. A serious deliberate flag that a trained weather specialist looked at your route and your altitude and your timing and said, I would not do this VFR, I'll be honest with you. When someone tells you VFR flight not recommended and you go anyway and it goes badly, that phrase shows up in the report. Every time, treat it like the warning it is. Third, you get the synopsis. This is the big picture. Where are the highs and the lows, the fronts, the pressure systems? What is the weather machine actually doing today? The synopsis is the why behind everything else. That cold front sliding through is the reason your ceilings are dropping and your winds are shifting. Once you understand the synopsis, the rest of the briefing stops being a list of random facts and starts being a story that makes sense. Fourth, current conditions. Now we get specific and local. This is the metadata, the actual surface observations at your departure along your route and at your destination as they exist right now. What is the sky doing at this moment? Ceilings, visibility, wind, temperature, dew point altimeter. Pay attention to that temperature and dew point spread. When those two numbers get close together within a few degrees, moisture is on the table, fog, low ceilings. If you see temperature and dew point sitting right on top of each other at your destination for a late afternoon arrival, that's the sky telling you something before it happens. Fifth, the en route forecast. Current conditions told you what is happening. The on-route forecast tells you what will be happening along your route while you're actually out there flying it. The sky doesn't hold still while you fly. This piece walks you down your route of flight in the order you'll fly it and describes the expected conditions for the time you'll be there. This is where the flight actually lives. You depart in decent weather, but 2 hours down the road that front has moved, and now you're arriving into something different than what you saw on the ramp. The on-route forecast is where you catch that. Sixth, the destination forecast. This is the TAF for where you're going, valid for your estimated time of arrival, plus a little cushion on either side. And I want you to build a habit here. Do not brief your arrival time. Brief a window around your arrival time. Why? Because you might be late. You might get a headwind you didn't expect. You might stop for fuel. If the weather is beautiful at your planned arrival but goes down hard 45 minutes later, and you show up 45 minutes late, you have just flown into the bad part of the forecast. Brief the window, not the moment. Seventh, winds and temperatures aloft. Now we get the winds at your cruising altitudes. This is your ground speed. This is your fuel burn. This is whether you should climb up to 9,000 for a tailwind or stay lower to get out of a headwind. It's also your temperature aloft, which matters a great deal when there's visible moisture and you're anywhere near freezing, because that combination is how you pick up ice. And eighth, last in the sequence, NOTAMs. Notices to air missions, the runway that's closed, the taxiway construction, the tower frequency that changed, the GPS outage in the area, the temporary flight restriction sitting right on top of the airport you were planning to use for a fuel stop. Here's the trap with NOTAMs. They come last, and by the time you get there, you're tired, you've absorbed a lot, and it's really tempting to let your eyes glaze over. Don't. Some of the most avoidable trouble in aviation is a pilot flying to a perfectly good airport that happens to be closed today, and it was right there in the NOTAMs the whole time. So that's the 8 adverse conditions. VFR flight not recommended. Synopsis. Current conditions. En route forecast. Destination forecast. Winds and temperatures aloft. And NOTAMs. Now, let me put it in a scenario. Because a list is a list until you fly it. Say it's a Saturday morning. You're planning to take a friend on a 200 nautical mile cross country, departing around 10 in the morning, landing early afternoon. You pull up the standard briefing. Adverse conditions comes first. There's an airmit for IFR conditions along the back half of your route. And a note that a warm front is lifting north through your destination area this afternoon. Okay, flag planted. Keep that in mind. No VFR flight not recommended statement. Pops up, at least not for your departure time. Good sign, but not the whole story.
The synopsis explains it. That warm front, warm air riding up over cooler air, and where those meet, you get widespread low ceilings and reduced visibility. Now the airmit makes sense. It's not random, it's the front current conditions. Your departure airport is wide open. Clear skies, 10 miles, light wind, beautiful. Your destination right now this morning is also fine. And here's where a less careful pilot relaxes. But the on-road forecast tells you the back half of the route is expected to go down to marginal VFR by early afternoon as that front lifts through. And the destination forecast, briefed for a window around your arrival, shows ceilings dropping to 1,000 feet with visibility down to 3 miles right about the time you'd be showing up. Maybe worse if you're running late. Winds aloft show a headwind that's going to make you slower than you planned, which means you'll arrive later than you planned, which means you'll arrive deeper into the bad part of that forecast. See how the story built? No single piece screamed at you. The departure was gorgeous, but adverse conditions flagged the front. The synopsis explained it, the on-road forecast showed it moving into your path, the destination forecast put it right at your arrival, and the winds aloft told you you'd get there late, right when it's worst. That is a flight that looks fine if you only read current conditions, and looks like a trap if you read the whole briefing in order. And that's the entire point of the sequence. It's designed to build the picture in layers from the biggest threats down to the fine print, so that a careful pilot can't miss the story. Let me leave you with a few practical takeaways for your next flight. 1. Whether you call a briefer or use the app, follow the same 8-part order yourself. Don't just scroll around, clicking on whatever catches your eye, go in sequence. Adverse conditions first, NOTAMs last, everything in between. The order is a checklist, use it as one. 2. Write it down. Even a scratch pad. Ceilings, visibilities, winds, the freezing level, the one or two NOTAMs that actually matter. If you can't write it down clearly, you didn't really understand it. And this is your chance to catch that on the ground instead of in the air. 3. Brief a window, not a moment.
Always give yourself margin on your arrival time because weather doesn't care about your flight plan and headwinds are real. And 4, when you hear adverse conditions or you hear VFR flight not recommended, treat those as the gifts they are. Somebody or some system built by people who've seen how this goes wrong is handing you a reason to think twice. The strongest pilots I know are the ones most willing to use that off-ramp. Learning to read weather well is one of the harder things you'll do as a pilot. It's not a memorize-it-once skill, it's a whole career of getting a little better at reading the sky. Be patient with yourself. It comes. The structure I walked you through today comes straight from the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the way Flight Service has organized the standard briefing for decades, and you'll find the weather decision-making right there in the Airman Certification Standards when you go to prep for your check ride. If you want to dig deeper, everything we talk about lives at radiohanger.com. Next time you request a briefing, listen for the order. Adverse conditions first. There's a reason it leads. Fly safe, and I'll see you back in the pattern.